So with the children, we talked about fruit. But the sermon also has some other stuff in there today, like the vine. You heard that? Jesus says, I am the vine, and my Father is the vine grower. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. That's part of our reading today. Then there's this one that really catches our attention usually. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. And I think that part is sometimes all we hear from this reading. So you think, if you're not doing it right, God's going to cut you off and you're going to burn. And then we take it even further sometimes. We say, I know that I'm not one of those gathered and burned things, but I sure know who is. How dare they be so unbranchy? God's clear on what's going to happen to them. And when we do stuff like that, and we're all capable, and I'm sure we have all done it, when we do stuff like that, we miss what I think is one of the most important pieces of this morning's reading, and that is right on our bulletin cover. I am the vine. You are the branches. Not I am the vine and you will be branches if you do it right. Or I am the vine and you are in real danger of not being branches, but I am the vine and you are the branches. We are the branches. There's this running theme that I've talked about that goes through the Bible, that God does something good, like create, and then we do something not so good, like mess up. And God's response is to do something good, ultimately. So there's this theme. God does something good, we mess up. God does something good, redeems, revives, renovates, we mess up. God does something good, we mess up. I am the vine, you are the branches, acknowledges that. Sure, we mess up. But we are the branches. And what do branches do? What do branches do? They bear fruit, yes. Or they have leaves. You know, if it's a pear tree, it's a pear and all that, right? Just as a branch on a tree bears fruit. It's not a you should do this to the branch. It's not you should bear fruit. Or God's going to get you if you don't do it. A branch bears fruit because that's what it does. There is no other option. It's not as if the option is even thought of. It's just a branch bears fruit. We, branches on the vine, bear fruit because that's what we do. It's as simple as that. And I know it's not easy to always do that because the question always, but what if we don't? But we do. But what if they don't? And I want to be sure that we understand this. Jesus is the vine. God is the vine grower. We are the branches. It's spelled out there. And I know that it's you know, you can't physically say that I'm a branch or that God is a vine grower. But it's meant for us to understand these different roles that are going on. The vine grower is in charge of the pruning. And all plants need pruning. Working in the prayer garden, the plants need pruning. One of the most difficult things to do is this time of year when you see the petunias coming up and you see this beautiful flower coming off it. If you want that flower to have many more flowers, you've got to snap that first one off and several more will grow out. If you want a really full garden, you've got to make sure that you do some pruning even in the flowers. So the vine grower is in charge of the pruning. Branches are not in charge of the pruning. No, they're not. Not at all. They're not in charge of the cutting or anything at all like that. Branches don't do that. See, branches bear fruit. Branches don't cut off other branches. That's as simple as it gets. And so, branches that bear fruit and don't cut off other branches, what is this fruit that we branches bear? The kids talked about a few things, and they all related to kindness and helpfulness. Let me put it into some very basic terms. That we love. We care for each other. We attend to one another. We treat every one of God's children And a little quiz. When I say every one of God's children, who does that include? Or is it whom? English majors? What's included?
Everyone.
Everyone, that's right. We treat every one of God's children as if they matter and as if they are precious to God because all are. And then let me give you some really specific examples of love and care. Carol Clifford, Judy Huizenga, and I attended just over a week ago a Stephen Ministry leader training in St. Louis. This morning, right after the sermon, we're going to be commissioned as Stephen leaders, a Stephen Ministry. It's something a little bit new to us, but we have already learned just a little bit about it through scroll articles. There's some things that have happened in worship before I got here. And, we have a one-sentence description of Stephen Ministry. It's Stephen Ministry sharing Christ's love. You'll see that all over the building. You'll see it in the bulletins. Over the next several months, our Stephen Ministry leaders will be recruiting, interviewing, and training a new group of Stephen ministers. Stephen ministers are lay caregivers who are equipped to provide one-to-one, consistent Christian care to folks who are struggling with things like grief, divorce, loneliness, relocation, hospitalization, illness, unemployment, or many other things. Our Stephen ministers are not and aren't going to be a replacement for the pastoral ministry of the church, but rather our Stephen ministers are folks who are gifted and called to this new, important, and powerful caring ministry of the church. So some here, you're already thinking about it, are going to become Stephen ministers, named for Stephen, the first martyr of the Christian faith, who cared for others. And future Stephen ministers, you here, you're not going to be thrust into this alone. You're going to have significant training, 50 hours of training. You're going to have support, supervision of leaders and groups. You'll have continuing education. Yes, you will not be alone. You will have challenging, life-enriching ministry ahead of you. And some folks here are going to be, classification is how I describe it, I guess, but you're going to be care receivers, folks who meet with Stephen ministers, not as a way to solve all your problems, because God is the one who is the great healer. I am not the great healer. None of our Stephen ministers will be great healers, but the Stephen ministers will be people who care. A person who's concerned about you, attends to you. Stephen ministers and care receivers will be in a relationship of care, support, and love. And then there's others here who won't be Stephen leaders, Stephen ministers, won't be care receivers. But this important caring ministry of the church needs our support. Stephen ministry here needs continuing prayer support. We need encouragement, positive words, and love. And let me tell you something. The caring ministries of our church, Stephen ministry, Lafayette, Rainbows, all of them are going to be fruitful ministries. Some already have begun and are fruitful ministries. Some will begin. And God, the great healer, is going to move powerfully in the life of our congregation. God is going to move powerfully in the lives of so many people here. God is going to move, and God is moving powerfully today, right here. So at the end of today's worship service, after we've commissioned our Stephen leaders, each of you is going to get a small reminder bookmark about Stephen ministry. And the bookmark says simply this. It says, God's love in action. And then there's a Bible verse, bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ, from Galatians 6:2. And I hope this little bookmark will remind you about this new extraordinary ministry beginning here very soon at St. Paul's. And that you'll think and pray about becoming a Stephen minister. Carol, Judy, and I would love to talk to you. So love one another. Bear one another's burdens. attend to one another, bear much fruit. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches, all abiding in love. Amen.